Hello, it's Bruce from the Willows once again. One of the faithful disciples of Jesus was John. John had a great love for Jesus, and in his gospel he wrote some wonderful and true things about Jesus. And one thing, the one I want to share with you today, is that he recorded how Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world." John also says, "God is light, and in him are all things." We'll start that again. God is light. Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made, and that was made in him was life and light, and the light for men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. To follow Jesus means to believe in him and to trust him, and the results are life and light for all those who believe. Those who do not believe in Jesus live in darkness, because the true light comes only from Jesus. Walking with the light. To follow Jesus also means to give one's body, soul, and spirit in obedience to him, and as a result, to walk in his light, for he is the light of the world. When we walk alone, we are bound to stumble and fall, because many of life's problems are beyond our solution. When we walk alone, we are bound to take the wrong way, because we have no secure chart for our lives. We need heavenly wisdom to walk the earthly way. The man or the woman who has a sure guide and an accurate map is the person who is bound to arrive safely at their journey's end. And so too, we need to walk in the light, which means walking with Jesus, who is truly, as he said, the light of the world. The light still shines. 3,000 years ago, the nation of Israel was going through a time of great moral and spiritual darkness. The future was bleak, depression was rife, and restlessness and despair gripped many people. Yet God spoke a message of hope to his people, and this came through the prophet Isaiah. And this is what was said: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Today, the gloom in the world is heavier and more widespread than ever before. For the first time in history, mankind is faced with the real possibility of total human destruction. However, the light of Jesus has not been and never will be extinguished. It still scatters the darkness wherever Jesus is welcomed into lives and into homes. Moreover, one day he is coming in a blaze of splendor to take all those who truly love him and belong to him to his Father's house in heaven. For believers, whatever happens in the world, the best is yet to come. So my appeal to us all is let us walk with Jesus, the light of the world. And may our praise and our thanksgiving be seen in how each one of us shine for him. Yes, he's the light of the world. We need to shine for him. And this is what Matthew says. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Please, do you know, do you love, do you worship the light of the world? Because he makes such a difference once we accept Jesus into our lives. Darkness becomes light because Jesus is with us. And in return, may we shine for him, that others may see his light and glorify him. Thank you very much. Amen.